A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Memvav, Baba Kama 46a, pagination is 91. We're starting the new perek midway on the page. Shor shenogach es hapara, an ox gored a cow. The idea here is that the animal that was gored was pregnant, and we're going to have to deal Venimtza ubora betzida, and now we see the child dead next to the animal that was gored. Ve'en yadua, and we don't know. Imad shelo nogcha yolda, if the birth occurred before the goring. Imisha nogcha yolda, or if the child was born as a stillbirth as a result of the goring. The difference will be, should the child be included in the calculation of damages? Mishalem chatzinezek lepara, for the mother, the mazik will have to pay half damage. We're assuming it's a case of tam, where it doesn't have a track record for such behavior. So it's chatzinezek for the known damage. Urevia nezek levlad, and a quarter damage for the child. As we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, this is the ruling of Sumchus, who holds that when there's a legitimate disagreement, money that we're not sure how to handle, we divide it. That's not the way we paskin, but that's how this Mishnah was formulated. So again, on the mother, it's clear what happened. On the child, maybe it died before, maybe it died as a result of this attack. And therefore, the ruling of the Mishnah is quarter nezek for the child, which in halacha we'll see is not what is accepted. It's worthy of note that if the animal, in fact, aborted as a result of the attack, the working assumption is that that's considered part of the damage that was done. V'chein para shanakches hashar. Let's flip the case now, and let's assume that the pregnant animal is the one that is doing the attack. V'nimtza v'lada betzida. And afterwards, we find this pregnant animal that did the attack with a child. Ve'en yadua. And similarly, we don't know, imad shelo nagcha yolda, if the birth was before it did the attack, imisha nagcha yolda, or after the attack the child was born. What's the difference? The difference is that by a tam, if there's no track record for aggression, then the payment is migufa, from the value of the animal, and a pregnant animal about to give birth is in its totality, including the child, worth more. And therefore, if the damage requires that additional sum, it's available. If, however, it gave birth before the attack, then that child is not relevant to our calculation, and migufa is only from the animal itself. Mishtalim chatzi nezek min hapara. The ruling of the Mishnah is half damage can be taken from the value of the animal. Urevia nezek min avlad. But if all that's available is the child, and the child is not clear whether it's included in this calculation or not, then you'd only be able to take half of the claim, which means a quarter of the damage would be relevant to the child. The Gemara proceeds to basically revise the ruling by telling us, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmo, Zu Divrei Sumchus, what you just heard are the words of Sumchus. Da'amar mamman hamuta besafek cholkim. That money that's in doubt, you divide it. Aval chachamim omrim, but the majority opinion is ze klal gadol bedin. This is the great rule in judgments. Hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya. Whoever is trying to extract money, he has to bring a proof. And therefore, in these two cases, the nizik is going to be at a disadvantage because he's the one trying to claim the money. So, in the first case, where his possibly pregnant animal was damaged, he doesn't know. And therefore, we're going to do the calculation that the child aborted before the attack and is not included in his claim for damages. Likewise, in the second case, where it was a pregnant animal that's doing the damage and the nizik wants the child to be included in the collection calculation, we can't do that for him because we don't know if the child was born before the attack and has no relevance to the calculation. Asks the Gemara, Lama li lemeimer zaklal gado bedin? What is the point of the statement, this is the great rule of judgment? Itzderich, the reason for that statement is, da'afilu nizik omer bari, even if the person who was damaged says, I know for sure what happened, umazik omer shema, and the mazik says, I really don't know, I wasn't there. Hamotze mechavero olav haraya, that too is a case of when you want to extract money, you have to bring a proof. And the fact that you're for sure and the person who you're claiming from doesn't know still leaves the person who you're claiming from the right to say, prove it. And it's not enough that you are positive in your claim. When you want to claim money, you have to be able to bring a proof to that effect. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.